This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
In the movie, A River Runs Through It, Brad Pitt's character made the astute observation, you can't trust a man who don't fish. Truer words were never spoken, my friend. There is a purity to being one with the water and then taking your food directly from God's grocery store to share with your friends and family. There is a spiritual relationship between the glimmering waters and your inner soul that is hard to eclipse. I've had the great blessings of fishing some of America's finest waters, from king salmon off the coast of Alaska to wild rainbows in Montana's Madison River, but there is no place I'd rather be on a summer afternoon than chasing the shadows of the deep pools of Michigan. This is a magical and stirring place, make no mistake. I will explore further this week my inner self, along with my wife and my two youngest children. We'll play on the shimmering sands of Lake Charlevoix and Lake Michigan. We will roll with laughter and embrace our family. We will swim and run and dance. And we will fish. We will share the joys of summer with each other, sculpting memories for a lifetime, and wishing only that more could join us. Celebrate your life and the lives around you this glorious day, for this could truly be the greatest, most splendid day of your life. Welcome to the Steve Gruber Show on this Tuesday morning. Welcome to it, my friends. And we begin a journey today. I invite you to join us as we explore Michigan this summer and find some of the great treasures that is Michigan, often overlooked because we live here. We're going to travel around a bit and talk about some of the things in this state that are so wonderful, from the Sleeping Bear Dunes to the shores of Lake Michigan and Lake Huron, maybe to the shores of Lake Superior. You can call me and share some of your great and fond memories of Michigan, maybe growing up, maybe as an adult, and taking your children and grandchildren to great destinations. The hotline number is 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. You can contact us. But over the next few days, and more often, I think, we're going to travel this great state and bring it more into focus for you. For we talk about the things that are of importance to you around the world and around the country, but it all starts here at home in Michigan. So we want to make sure that we have that strong Michigan connection for you. That Midwestern common sense rooted deeply in the fertile farm fields of this great state in which we live. Again, welcome to it, my friends. This part of the program brought to you by Consumers Mutual Insurance. Consumers Mutual is a co-op, a different kind of insurance company, which means you are one of the owners of the company when you get on board. A different sort of company. And with all the confusion out there with Obamacare and not knowing what to buy and what to pay for, Consumers Mutual opened my eyes. Go to consumersmutual.org to find out more. Well, if you're traveling this summer and the rest of the summer, there is good news. Gas prices continue to go down. Grand Rapids' average gas price continues to drop like the rest of the state. A week after all signs pointed to a gas price spike briefly, motorists are enjoying even cheaper gas than expected. The average cost for a gallon of gas across the greater Grand Rapids metro area running at about $2.44 this morning. That, according to crowdsourced GasBuddy.com, it's about 15 cents off from last week's price. Last week, stations began to brush against profit margins. Those that lowered prices further probably took a bit of a loss. That, according to our good friend Patrick DeHaan, a regular guest here on the program from Gas Buddy. Then the price war occurred, giving drivers a chance to save as much as 45 cents a gallon on a fill-up. Stations that bottomed out to 209 last Thursday have since recovered into the 230s. Other stations are roughly in that range as well, though a Sam's Club location on Northeast Street, 28th Street Northeast, is still advertising a price of $2.29. The good news for you, of course, is that if you want to take a road trip across Michigan, gas is going to be cheap for you, which means you're going to save money, which means you're going to be able to enjoy yourself a bit more, which means, you know, you get to get out and enjoy your family a bit more. And that's good news, right? So this morning I am in Boyne City, Michigan, on the southern edge of Lake Charlevoix. Perfect morning. I mean, I'm talking perfect morning. A few clouds, but not much. Mostly blue skies. Lake Charlevoix this morning, flat as a dream. The water is dreamlike out there right now. People getting up and going to work, and this is just one of the locations. This is served by WMKT Petoskey, one of our affiliates. I'll be broadcasting from WMKT tomorrow, and here in a few days from WATT in Cadillac, as we take this tour across the state. Again, talking about all the great things that are going on here in Michigan. And one quick Michigan success story before we turn our sights on bigger news. And that is the richest people in Michigan. Who are the richest people in Michigan? Any idea? Well, you could have guessed. Hank and Doug Meyer. They routinely top Forbes' list of Michigan's richest, but how do they stack up against other people in the other 50 states? Well, they do pretty well, if you want to know the truth. Forbes is answering that question with a new 2015 ranking and an interactive map if you want to go online and find it. Overall, the brothers who run the family-owned Midwest supermarket chain come in number 18 on the list, right behind hedge fund billionaire David Tepper of New Jersey, and just ahead of John Menard of Wisconsin. Of course, John Menard, owner of Menards Superstores. Topping the list, Bill Gates, also the richest man in the world, at just shy of $80 billion. $80 billion. Which, by the way, would still be a paltry sum compared to John D. Rockefeller at the height of his empire. Warren Buffett, $70 billion. Larry Ellison, the California tech entrepreneur, almost $53 billion. Hank and Doug Meyer, who are treated as one entity by Forbes, now have a fortune somewhere between $10.1 and $10.7 billion. But it's hard for Forbes and others to figure it out because Meyer's privately held and they don't release their data. As for bragging rights, Michigan's richest are wealthier than the billionaires in any surrounding state, including Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Ohio's richest man, Les Wexner. He owns such labels as Victoria's Secret. Anyhow, across the Midwest, the Myers come in as the fourth richest. Buffett, of course, number one. Charles Koch, number two. And Missouri resident and founder of Enterprise Rental Car, Jack Taylor, number three. There you have a little good news for you to start your day. We'll get into some deeper topics right after this. Thanks for tuning in. This is the Steve Gruber Show, Michigan Summer Vacation Edition. We'll be right back.